Bishus Marina Rabina Reb Weinberger, Lila Nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kamish Ben Revili Melech. Shumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Chamisha lo Yisroi Muv im Tarmu Ein Shumas and Shuma. Five people that should not try to take off Truma, and if they do, it doesn't work. It's not Truma, it's still Tevel. The Rav says that the Mishnah is using the number five and specifying it to come to exclude a child, a katan, shelo hevi shtei sairus, that does not have two sairus. That for him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's able to take off truma, and it's good truma. And the Mishnah is telling us that it's not. So the obvious question right off the bat is, Taisis Yontav asks, is the Mishnah is dealing with people that truma doesn't work. So what do you mean you're coming to exclude? So there are five of them that truma doesn't work. So now the Rav is saying, and it's coming to exclude a katan that doesn't have shtei sairus, that he doesn't work. So that's not coming to exclude. Adarabba, if you're coming to exclude and you're giving a list of people where it doesn't work, and you're coming to exclude something else, so the exclusion is where everybody else, it does work. Actually, you should have said six people. The truth is that one of the five we're going to see is a katan. So the Mishnah now lists the five. Hacherish. A cherish is a person that's a deaf mute. Lo aleinu. He's one that can't speak or hear. Vashoita. Now, shoita, there's obviously many definitions of what that means. The Rav brings the one definition that a person that loses everything that you give him is called a shoita. We know there are other things too. Taisisanta brings, it's the Gemara, person that goes out at night, person that sleeps in a cemetery, rips his clothing, and so on and so forth. The next case is vahakoton, and this we'll go into for definition of what the cotton is in the next few mishnayos. And lastly, vatayim es she'eno shalo. And one that tries to take off truma on something that's not his. Obviously, we were dealing with where he was not made a shliach, because a shliach is allowed to do that. Here we're just talking about a person that just stam, tries to take off truma on something that's not his. All these five, even b'di'evad, truma was not taken off. And the Rav brings the source down from a pasuk. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma me'eis kol ish ashe yedvenu libo. So the drasha goes like this. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael prat l'nochri me'eis kol ish prat l'kotten ashe yedvenu libo prat l'cherish v'shoite. That don't have das, that they can give a nedava. And finally, v'zois ha'truma ashe tikhu mitam. That comes to exclude truma that's not yours. Because it says me'itam, from them you should take it. And the Mishnah ends where it talks about an oved kechovim shetarem es shal Yisrael afilu b'rishus ein trumasoi truma. If a goy, the Jew made him a shliach to be tarim, that's what it means, afilu b'rishus, even with rishus, ein truma so truma. It's not good truma. The Gemara, as we know in Kiddushin, says, atem gam atem, and it comes to be marbe shluchachem, that your shliach is just like you. Just like you are a bnei bris, also your shliach has to be a bnei bris. It comes to exclude a non-Jew that he can't be a shliach for you to take off truma. And the Taisis Yontav explains the reason we took out an ovei gachom from the rest of the group, even though he's one of the five, is because he's not chai bichlal in Shumbas and Maisrus.